you were thinking about the
great Aramana yesterday or the day before.
Okay, the Ati Mahantam, the very great, the Mahantam, the great, the Paritam, the slight, and the Ati Paritam, the very slight, depending on how many
processes,
how many cheetahs in the process experience them.
Because sometimes the citta arises and falls away together with the rupa. But sometimes the rupa falls away, so the citta cannot experience with kusala or akusala.
Right, only a few cheetahs.
Yeah, so the mind, what do you say?
Great. Then it will be only the slight, the parita object, and when it's the very great one, it's the one that is experienced by all the 17 cheetahs, yes. And I wondered about the slight one, which they call the Parita one, because sometimes we use this word in the context of all dharmas being parita,
Dhammavacara,
being slight or parita.
Parita means little.
Little. So I think it's the same word here. Mm-hmm. So here it refers to the object that only a few cheetahs experience, and sometimes in another context, the same word, it refers to how any dharma is parita because it arises and falls away.
So when we talk about different planes, the kama vajra is very short.
Yes, so they are just parita objects, unlike
parita.
The jhana.
Yeah.
So it's same word parita but used in different
just
contexts.
Little, that's
yes,
all.
Little, but here it refers to just the one that only a few cheetahs experience. So I think it's quite clear that this is all this refers to. I had a look at the Pali about the five teja, and like you say about the jarana teja, which they say is sila, and then the guna teja, which is with sila, is samadhi teja. Here are they referring to sila and samadhi with panya, or not necessarily?
Because when it is teja, it's not common.
So it must be even the sila at the beginning, it must be. So it must be the sila with panya, and then
because they will lead to realization.
Path, yes, and then the guna with sila is samadhi with panya, and then the panya it with the samadhi, they say, is vipassana teja. So it's vipassana level understanding, not just beginning understanding. And then the
Punya,
which is it refers to the Arya Magga, so it's the Punya with Vipassana, which is the Arya Magga, or leads to the Arya Magga. And then it mentions about these four Dharma Teja, and how it is the last one is the Dharma Teja, which is the Buddha Vachana. Yes. And I'm trying to remember when you mentioned about the teja and the purpose of talking about the teja as opposed to other aspects. What is the purpose of
Because without the teja, the kilesa cannot be eradicated.
So even now, the teja have to develop in order
sila,
to
sila, any moment with right understanding of not self.
All right. Okay, that is the meaning of the sila, leading to the understanding, which is vipassana.
Some people think that the development of the path is getting rid of kilesa, but this emphasizes that it's developing the wholesome qualities. We don't have to think of having
things
that can, no. I think the wholesomeness is developed, it burns the kilesa.
And in the sutta which I mentioned about the goldsmith, and it started off with when a bhikkhu is devoted to adicitta, from time to time he should give attention to this and this and this nimitta. When it says a bhikkhu is devoted to adicitta, what does it mean? Because it has to be with adisila and adipanya. Why mention devoted to adicitta? Does it mean referring to jhana in this context?
Is that the goal?
Only the goal is always understanding vipassana.
This is the vipassana development.
So why refer to devoted to adicitta?
Because one knows that there's no self.
I see.
Devoted life to study and develop panya.
But why? But here, adicitta, is it referring to samadhi or?
Because the path comprises sila, samadhi, and panya.
Yes.
So when it is only panya, it's not adi.
Mm-hmm.
Sila or adicitta or adipanya. It has to be the development of understanding and develop until enlightenment.
Right. But why would it say devoted to adicitta rather than adipanya? Or
with outright understanding, who knows that citta arises with samadhi?
I see. That's a good point. So I mentioned about this sutta about being devoted to adicitta. So you said actually it's just referring to the path because it has to be with understanding and it has to be right samadhi and so on. And sometimes in the context of referring to adisila, adicitta, adipanya, so in the context of the path, sometimes it refers to how adisila, of course, with right understanding, is perfected by the sotapanna because all wrong views eradicated. So the point about adisila, I was mentioning adisila, adicitta, adipanya. So sometimes it's said that adisila is perfected at the stage of sotapanna, adicitta, anagami, and adipanya, arahat. So when it mentions adisila, stage of sotapanna, it means that stage when there's no more wrong view, no breaking of precepts, and no deliberate harming of the others. The kalesa is not of that degree, and this is what it doesn't mean. There's no akusala, of course there is. So of course there is some akusala sila, but it's not of that degree. And when it talks about adicitta being perfected at the stage of anagami, we know at that level there is no more attachment to sense objects. And in what sense is the samadhi perfected? Just because so little attachment left?
Is this because it's more understanding than sotapanna.
That's all. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the sila becomes pure.
And the samadhi is purified at that degree because of the very little kalesa that's left. This is what we said. And something which is almost like a quiz from the Dhatu Katha, the Book of Elements, and a friend on our discussion list was reading it, and some parts he couldn't follow where it talks about certain states and it classifies under how many khandhas, how many ayatanas, how many dhatus. So usually I can follow, like it's talking about karmas, one khandha, one ayatana, one dhatu, and rebirth becoming under five khandhas, all but one ayatana, all but one dhatu. But there were two he asked me about which I couldn't quite get. One was under asanya bhavo, so asanya becoming, and it says one khandha, two ayatanas, two dhatus. Well, one khandha because no namas, so only Rupa Kanda. What are the two ayatanas?
Outside and inside. Outer
so
and inner.
Dharma ayatana, but what is the other one? Because no citta, so no manayatana. What was the other one? Dharmayatana?
How many ayatanas are there?
Usually six pairs, 12.
Mm-hmm. So include all dharmas.
Including all dharmas. Mm-hmm. So here only two ayatanas.
Outside and inside.
Outside.
Outer.
And inner. But usually it would say which ayatana, because there's no eye base, no ear base, no manayatana.
How many? Six ayatana. What are they?
So there's the eye sense and the visible object, the ears.
Just the inner.
Eye sense, ear sense, no.
The inner.
Inner ayatanas. Yes, eye sense, ear sense, etc. And then manayatana, cheetahs. So these are the six inner. Mm-hmm.
So what about the six outer?
And then the six outer, visible object, etc. And then the last, dharmayatana, which includes subtle rupas, cheetah seekers.
Yeah.
Nibbana.
Is it not clear?
It's clear what ayatanas are, but in this context of Dhatukata, when it says that, referring to asanya, that there is one kanda, okay, only rupa kanda, two ayatanas, it's not clear which ayatanas.
In rupa?
No.
Why not?
Because it's referring, like in all the other ones, it's referring to which specific, for example, under rupa bhava, it refers to five khandhas, five ayatanas, eight elements, for example. So here, when it refers to two ayatanas, it must be specific which ayatanas arise.
What about the rest?
The element. And the other one that I'm not sure about is when it refers to jati, jara, marana. There are two khandas, one ayatana, one dhatu. So the two khandas are, of course, I think, rupa khanda and maybe vijnana khanda, but not clear why two khandas for jati, jara, and marana, only one ayatana and one dhatu.
Can we say that all dhammas are dhatu? Depending on what they are classified.
Mm-hmm. So here, when it's just referring to one dhatu, which is the one dhatu?
By way of two, it can be nama and rupa.
But
like
yeah,
all dhammas can be.
Yeah, it's mentioning only one dhatu at moment.
Only one dhatu is dhamma dhatu. Is that all dhammas are dhatu?
Okay, it's interesting.
Because when we know that all realities are tattoo, no doubt.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But for all the others it gives, then it will
depends
say 8 or 10.
Depends on what they're talking about by way of number.
Yes. Like, for example, the next one is referring to Idipado, and then it will say there are two khandas, two ayatanas, two dhatus. That's easy. The two khandas are Sankara khanda and Vijnana khanda. The two ayatanas are Manayatana and Dharmayatana, and the two dhatus will be Mano Vijnana and Dharma dhatu. But so this one is clear, but those two.
So I think that we cannot get what is there in the teachings by different ways or aspects. But when we understand the reality, it is accumulated.
Yes.
But the number and thing be lost.
It doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah.
People have the accumulation to study the Dhamma
yes.
by this method.
But they don't understand Dhamma.
They don't understand the reality.
So it wastes some time. I think that the point is that all the teachings will bring about the understanding of what appears now
yes.
by different ways, different explanation. So if there's no understanding about now,
it's useless. Yes. Yes.
What he said, I hear.
Yes, exactly. The teacher Samuppada, I talked about the three watas now, the Vipaka Vata, Kalesa Vata, and Kamana. I said it's now like seeing now, hearing now. This is what it's talking about, and on account of the seeing and what's seen and heard now, lobha arises right now, and when it's strong enough, it accumulates. And
this is not the teacher Samuppada.
Sorry?
Is this not...
It is. It's at this moment. It's,
talk yes. about the word.
So this is why we brought it back to Vata at this moment, to seeing now, hearing now, and lobha now, and
vicha now. Conditioned sankhara.
Yes.
Yeah. Thinking yes. differently.
If there wasn't the avijja, and if there wasn't the seeing and hearing now, then there wouldn't be the... Lobha
is now what he taught. But we call it differently, like Paticchasamuppada.
Yes. It doesn't matter about the word at all. It's just about life at this moment. And someone asked me about why it is just Kalesa Vata, not because I was saying Kusala and Akusala on account of the ignorance now. And why it's mentioned Kalesa Vata, but I think it's because of attachment. Life depends on attachment. So actually when it mentions Kalesa Vata, Kusala and Akusala is included.
It's much more Akusala than
Kusala. And as long as the Akusala is not eradicated yet,
there will be Kusala.
There must be the Vata. Because even Sobhana is conditioned by ignorance.
Yes. And so it's implied by Kalesa, it's implied that Kusala and Akusala. And when the texts talk about Pasa, Samudaya, Vedana, Pasa as a cause of Vedana, we know without Pasa there cannot be any feeling, any Vedana.
How can Vedana arise without Pasa?
It cannot. It has to have Pasa. Yeah. But it can. We also read about how, because they arise together by Sahajata, there cannot be Pasa without Vedana. Vedana is an Indriya, Vedana is a Khanda. So it's also a powerful conditioning factor. So actually they're both powerful conditioning factors for each other. But when it particularly talks about Pasa as the cause of Vedana, it's just referring to how all dharmas, all namas depend on Pasa. But can we really say that Pasa is the cause of Vedana when they condition each other?
That's why there are 24 Pachya,
yes.
different one. Like Pasa cannot be Kama Pachya,
yes.
but it is Ahara Pachya.
Yes. So we just have to understand by which pachya. So it's ahara, but it's not indriya, and it's not kama pachya.
It cannot be the other pachya.
No.
It can be just only the ahara.
Yes, that's a good point. So when it's talking about pasa, samudaya, vedana, it's just stressing the ahara pachya nature.
Because the paticchasamuppada is just the explanation of reality as what is the cause and what's the result.
Exactly. At this moment. And by which way? So when one reads about Pasa's conditioning Vedana, one just has to know in what way. It doesn't mean that Vedana isn't, it's also a condition for Pasa.
It cannot be other Pajya, only the Ahara Pajya. It can be Sahajata Pajya.
They're all Sahajata. a topic that often comes up is about sati, the characteristic of sati. We know the nature of sati is to be not forgetful of kusala when it arises. So whenever kusala citta arises of any kind, sati must be there, and at that moment it's not forgetful to be of kusala. But what exactly does this mean? Because the object of sati is the same as the object of citta. For example, at a moment of generosity, the object is the being or the gift or whatever, but it's not forgetful to be kusala. However, the object is not that. So it's just its nature.
Usually in a day, what arises?
Akusala.
See? So with our sati,
yes.
Can it just think about giving or either way of kusala?
No, it has to have sati, and
it is that which is not forgetful to
yes,
do good.
That's all. That's just its nature. Mm-hmm. One comment made was Vipassana jnana is upachara, the level of upachara samadhi, but it must be karnika samadhi to understand the arising and falling away. But actually we can say every citta is karnika, because every citta is momentary. So no matter if one's talking about upachara samadhi or apana samadhi, it's still always karnika. I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about this.
It depends on the person who developed it, whether it is the one who has the samadhi at what level, and the person who doesn't have such level of samadhi.
But I thought, for example, that level of vipassana, it's always upachara.
Upachara, kodrapu, something like that, or what?
No, I thought it's always the degree of samadhi is always at the level of upachara, because it's stronger and firmer with that degree
it's
of understanding.
Close to vipassana jnana.
Yes, or vipassana jnana.
Because it's so temporary.
Yes, yes. But no matter what degree, even at moment of enlightenment, still it's karnika because it's momentary.
But it's bring to Lokuttara Dhamma.
Yeah.
When we talk about samadhi, the beginning is karnika.
Yes.
And when it's the development of samadhi, it can be upachara and apana.
Yes. But even when it's upachara, can we not say, because it is still for a moment, so it's still karnika in
all the way.
So even though it's upachara, it's karnika because it's momentary.
Yes, but more
just refers
samadhi,
to the degree.
Yeah.
One quick question about something that came up yesterday. Someone asked if vipassana jnana is gamma, then what is the result of that kind of gamma?
Like other kusala, because it's not the Lokuttara kusala,
right,
which condition only Lokuttara vipaka,
right,
as a result. Mm. But when it's not Lokuttara citta yet,
yes,
it is like other kusala.
I think you've said before that the condition for hearing Dhamma in this lifetime is having developed understanding in previous lifetime.
Yeah. That's why even the person so poor,
yes,
and it's a leper, can become enlightened.
Right. So can we say generally that the condition for hearing Dhamma in this lifetime is having developed understanding in previous lifetime?
Yes, and from this life to next life.
Right. Okay.
That's why no one knows when there can be the enlightenment.
Right.
It can be any time when
right,
the condition is right.
Yes.
No one can stop its arising.
So the point being?
The connection between hearing the Dhamma in this lifetime and developed understanding in previous lifetime.
That's why when people hear the teachings, they have different level of understanding.
Yes.
I think the point the other day was the comment about encountering good friends and hearing Dharma here, mm-hmm. whether it is the result of deeds of insight. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about how actually, just like now, moments of hearing and seeing that are the result of previous karma, but what the important point is the considering and wise reflection on what's heard now.
It has to be the hearing for the considering.
Of course, yes.
And not only one condition.
No.
No.
And the hearing now, like the hearing at this very moment, the many, many moments of hearing now, who can say what no one can say what the karma was that conditioned the hearing
terms,
now.
The opportunity to hear the Dhamma is conditioned by interest in the Dhamma in previous lifetimes. Would that be correct?
Got kusala condition,
yes.
Devipada. So, yeah.
Just kusala.
Moment of seeing, hearing. But after that, it can be akusala or kusala.
Another point that came up yesterday was talking about the nivaranas, the hindrances. There was a lot of interest in this discussion. And we were talking about udaccha and how udaccha arises with every akusala citta. And they were asking about the anagami of still akusala citta, still udaccha, and they were saying, oh, still nivarana. But I was saying, I don't think the akusala at that level is of the degree of nivaranas, because usually when we talk about the nivaranas, it's like
nivarana, yes.
The hindrances. Because usually we say that when it's like after moments of seeing and hearing now, the very slight akusala that we're not aware of are the asavas, which are quite unknown. But when it's akusala that is apparent, like when there's strong attachment or strong restlessness that we know about, then these are of the degree of nivaranas that can be known. So talking about the anagami, the restlessness, the udaccha, and the akusala is so slight because no attachment to sense objects. So I don't think we can refer to nivaranas at that level. What do you think?
Any moment akusala arises, at that moment kusala cannot arise.
No, but when it's such slight akusala, not even
no matter what.
But can we call it nivaranas?
Because at the moment kusala does not arise.
So it's still nivarana. Because before, when we've discussed this topic, and we've talked about different classifications of akusala, and you've mentioned that nivaranas just refer to akusala, that is of the degree that we can know it.
They are akusala. Oh, akusala. Must
any.
Be akusala, yeah.
Any akusala is nivarana?
Because at that moment, akusala cannot arise.
I think the context it came up in was that the anagami is said to have adicitta, so to have
not all the time. Because we have to understand the element which is nivarana. What are they? And so anagami still have that, but very light.
Very slight. But can still call it nivarana.
When kusala cannot arise.
And also often we've said before that actually in the development of, because often the nivaranas are talked about in the context of samatha bhavana, so in the context of development of samatha to jhana, they are all hindrances. But
because there are nivarana all day, but who knows? Until at the moment of developing samatha or vipassana, it appears to the panya, which knows it. But everyday life, do we call it nivarana when Krishna does not arise. Yes, Nibbana.
So usually we say that they're all hindrances to development of samatha, but in the development of vipassana bhavana, only ditti and avijja are hindrances, but actually they are all kinds of akusala arising. So
by other group.
So even for the anagami, you would talk about the slight nivaranas. Mm.
Is there doubt? For anagami?
No doubt. Mm. No doubt at all, no.
So he does not have doubt as nivarana for anagami.
No doubt. And I thought that for the other akusala, one would just say they are the degree of asavas, not of the degree of nivaranas, but nivarana can be so slight also.
That's why it's asava. Because it's not nivarana.
I thought it was just asava, not nivarana.
Because no one knows at
yes.
all.
Yes.
But nivarana can be known.
I see. But in the case of the anagami, then any kilesa can be known, I'm sure.
As not self.
As not self. Even the asavas. We were talking in the context of Paticca Samuppada, we were talking about how all states are part of samsara and leading on in samsara, except vipassana jnana, so even jhana jitas are part of the way leading to samsara. But I think the vipassana jnanas are leading out of samsara. But even moments of satipatthana still counting as the way of leading on in samsara, I think.
And what level of vipassana cannot lead to the woof of plane?
What level of vipassana cannot? I think the second stage, the chula sotapanna, the understanding of conditions, cannot, yes.
Each level is far apart,
yes.
So far.
Pachaya, parigahanyana, yes. So different levels have different goals. And even then, still leading on in samsara for good rebirths, so still part of the cycle.
One can see that even the ordinary person's kusala can still condition that wholesome birth.
Yes.
So why do we think of the vipassana jnana?
Yes. It's still part of the cycle. I thought I had read that, for example, when we're reading about Paticca Samuppada, and it's talking about those states leading on in the cycle, I thought that the vipassana jnanas were excluded, but actually not really excluded. And even the sotapanna still up to 7 more lives. So only the arahat is actually free of samsara.
Some more work from Achan to get more confident about the understanding of the Dhamma based on whatever happened right now or in the daily life can be conditioned for understanding more and more confident. Because in daily life, most of the time, forgetful about...
Exactly. This is really true. If you try, then it's not. And it's not the confidence in the teachings that all anatta and whatever arises must be conditioned. They cannot arise by itself or by anyone, but only by conditions.
Yes.
By then we can see that whereas the mind is here and now, everywhere, anytime. And the teachings of the Buddha just open up the truth of what is there any moment.
Mm.
actually now, the whole body does not appear, but only that which is seen appears only to citta, which experiences it, not experience hardness or anything. So actually what we take for body is the different part that which is hard from head to toe, only hardness. The body is only hardness. So it cannot be conditioned by us or by anyone at all, just by its own conditions.
Mm.
To learn to know that actually we have confidence in anatta, but it does not appear as anatta as long as there are avicca and lopa is there.
Anicca.
Avicca. Avicca. Moha.
Amoha.
Avicca.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because avicca covers up everything from eons and eons ago. But the word of the Buddha, just like the light very faint in the beginning, it cannot see reality as it is. That's why we have to listen on and on and on, and even at that moment it's not I. One thing from the beginning to the end is anatta, no one, no self, no me. So we listen to the Dhamma with understanding that actually what we take for self or things are only different realities.
Mm.
Arising and falling away by conditions. There is no one, that's why nothing can be done by anyone.
Mm. Even the moha or lobha is the condition as
must
well.
Be, yeah. Otherwise, they cannot arise.
Mm.
These are conditions. And it has to be according to conditions. When it's very weak, dosa, it has to be only that level. When it's strong, dosa, there must be condition for it to be just like that level. Nobody can change anything. Just learn to understand that all in one's life does not belong to anyone, because it's only condition arising and falling the whole life from life to life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by listening and consider the Buddha teaching.
Only at that moment is the accumulation of right understanding.
Mm.
So it develops itself by hearing and considering until it's ready to arise to be different levels of understanding with Vipassana. Yeah.
Mm.
But don't dream for it. Otherwise one cannot understand the anatomies at all. Just understanding and understanding, no expectation.
No expectation.
Even Sariputta, before he met Asasi, no expectation to hear from Asasi as such and such.
Yeah.
And since the accumulation is ready to arise by conditions, it's unknowingly and unexpectedly.
Yes.
That is real anatta. But if anyone tries and thinks much about it, it's not anatta. It's the self who's thinking.
So about the chanda,
it's a reality which is cetasika.
Yeah.
It has its own characteristic, its own function.
Mm.
So since we don't know chanda as a reality which has its own characteristic, we take chanda for I, a self, all the time.
Mm.
Just ignorance does not understand anything.
But chanda can arise with the
kusala
as well.
Because it's not the lobha. It's just the interest in.
Interest in something.
If something.
In bad,
yeah.
It akusala. In good, it kusala, right?
Right, right. That is different from lobha, which just arises and attaches immediately.
Yeah. It's quite difficult to differentiate between lobha and chanda.
It's in the book. The teachings.
Yes.
But when reality appears, no time to think about the world.
Mm.
So we can see that how can the panya know without development of panya is impossible.
Yeah. So for lobha, it immediately attached to the object.
Mm-hmm. That's why we learn to understand about the reality as Dhamma, which cannot experience as rupa or self.
Yes.
And that which experiences as Dhamma, only that.
Yeah. Mm.